You are listening to the KHSU Magazine. My name's Katie. Humboldt County has an affordable housing crisis, or just a housing crisis. We have so many homeless people. We even had a homeless summit yesterday with HSU and College of the Redwoods. So we all are aware of the crisis. You look around town, Eureka, Arcata, you see people on the streets. There is a crisis in Humboldt County. And several people have approached the Board of Supervisors. So the County Board of Supervisors is in the process of creating or appointing a board to look at this issue. Now, we have a production titled A Woman's Place is in Her Home. In the studio with me today are Jackie Dandenau and Allie Friedland. And I have to let you, as the audience, know that I am a board member with the Arcata Playhouse. Good afternoon, and welcome to KHSU.
Thank you.
Thanks, Katie.
Good to be
Thanks
here.
For having us.
So, I've heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get to talk about it live on air.
Yes.
So, Jackie, tell us the story about why you're doing this.
Well, we've kind of used theater to illuminate social issues before with the Veterans Project, with the Loggers Project, and the word about what community is, as well as Women of the Northwest. And I was talking with Ann Holcomb, who happens to live in my neighborhood, about homelessness and food for people. And she was the NORCAN leader of the year. And I was like, well, we need to do something on houselessness and food insecurity. And so I approached Ann, and she said that Food for People would be a partner. And then Darlene Spoor is right around the corner from the Playhouse with Arcata House Partnership. And she was like, yes, I'm all in. Let's get this out there. And we chose homeless women, mostly because homeless women, from what we've heard from them since then, have lived their whole life having no power and no voice. So even when they're driven out on the street, they have no power a lot of times over their own agency, over their own bodies, over their own where they live. And so we really wanted to look at what that was to be a homeless woman, what that was, and the unique situations and issues that surround being a homeless woman, children, you know, biology, sexual harassment, sexual assault, lack of work that could actually give you pay for a house because you can't, you know, work in, well, not that you can't, but construction jobs or women's jobs are typically lower paying than men's jobs. And so what was that? That's what we were interested in investigating and bringing to light with this project. So we partnered up with Arcata House and Arcata House Partnership and Food for People. And then I talked with Allie Friedland, who has been involved in many of our projects and is with the North Coast Storytellers Association, and Tammy Ray Scott, who has a journalist background.
Right.
And so the three of us are a really great team. And so I roped them in willingly.
And let's talk about, because it costs money to do this.
It really does.
Yes, it does. And mm-hmm. So tell us about the funding for doing this project.
We got some funding from the California Arts Council because the California Arts Council has really increased its funding through the state, which is totally awesome. Thank you, Jerry Brown. And then we got funding from the Humboldt Area Foundation through the Nielsen Fund. Thank you, Humboldt Area Foundation. And the Footprint Foundation, they funded us as well. And then as well, the Arcata House Partnership is buffering on some of our services, food, making sure that everybody in the cast is fed. Our board is also feeding us. So it's making sure that all these things, transportation, connecting us with the houseless community and with the food insecurity. So we've really got a great partnership going there.
Sounds really good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So now you've been working on this, I know, Jackie, for over a year, I think, right?
Yeah, we have.
Uh-huh.
We started working last April.
Mm-hmm. Now, Allie, tell us what you've been doing with this as well, because I know you went out and collected stories of homeless.
Well, first of all, as a storyteller, I believe in the power of story. Both for transformation of your audience, but mainly also for transformation of your own self in processing and telling your story. I won't say that it isn't a huge challenge to go out and try and get some of these homeless women's stories, because one of the things that we really identified right away was the need to have support for people who would get triggered or who it was really hard. So we started out kind of thinking of story circle ideas. Our first story circle was at the Arcata House Partnership Annex down by the bus station. And Darlene Spohr helped us organize that. And then we did another story circle at the Arcata Library. And then from there, we kind of made connections individually with people who wanted to tell their story. They approached us. And when that happened, we went out with Tammy Ray, Scott, and Jackie, sometimes myself, and tape recorded their interviews and then transcribed that material to try and see how we could frame some of these stories. And I will say some of these stories are framed based on issues like living in a van, or like one of the issues is mental injury, with something that I really learned a lot about. When we put a name, a label on somebody as mentally ill, we often talk about the mentally ill, like they're all mentally ill, or it's not really the case. The woman that I interviewed said, you know, there is mental illness, and then there's mental injury. There's the trauma that made people get PTSD, that made them, you know, have really hard, difficult times in social situations. And that's different than a biological mental illness that, and even mental illness is weird because it sounds like a disease you can catch, just as an idea. So that became sort of a an issue we wanted to bring forward. And then there's just singular stories where people wanted to tell their story and we had to condense it. And it's challenging to take someone's story and go, okay, we're going to like really shorten this to make it, you know, part of this production, this theater piece. That's always a challenge because people get kind of attached to having everything in there. I feel really great about the success that we've had with the show, with both the people telling their own stories and the kind of issue-based pieces that we have brought together. And the collaboration, both Jackie and I write, but me more as a storyteller, her as a storyteller and theater kind of arranger. She'll take a story and divide it up into different parts to make it more interesting on the stage. And that process is just beautiful to me because I really believe in her and her ability to take these sort of stand-up, like, you know, one singular story and kind of spread it out and get more complex. And I think one of the biggest challenges was to not over-characterize homeless women who are experiencing homelessness in any way, but to build in the complexity of their lives and, you know, in a very short theater piece. So it's been an amazing experience.
Yeah. And I mean, the whole thing of us, our intersectionality as humans crosses over so many isnesses, you know, lessnesses, isms. We went and talked with women that you walk in and you're like, this is not how I live. This is not who I am. And when you sit down and talk with them, you just become three women or four women sitting around talking. Mm-hmm. And you have much of the same issues and a lot of the same laughter and a lot of the same things. And it's finding that core that makes us all humans, that we are all operating, and the layers that we've put on come from our lives. And that is both tragic and beautiful. You know, we have a story of a woman who lived a very difficult life, who inspired me so much with her story of belief in human beings and in belief in herself. And you're like, yeah, that's what I need to have. I need to have that at the core of who I am. Mm-hmm. Belief in human beings and belief in myself. And I didn't look at her and be like, well, you've been through so much and I'm sorry about that and you have great tenacity. I said, the core of who you are as a human is this person. You are not only houseless or homeless or a drug addict or a diabetic or a this or a that. You are a human being and I'm a human being, and we walk in this world on the same sidewalk with the same intentions, with the same core of food, shelter, clothing, love, rest, understanding, peace, healing. Those are things that we all want, whether or not we all get them all the time. But for me, that was a big thing of these interviews too, is really connecting on a human level, taking away the us and them. That I think is really important across the board.
How many women did you speak with?
Oh, man.
You know?
Over 40?
I would say, yeah.
Over 40?
That's about right. Mm-hmm. Over 40.
And then we also talked with police and supervisors and healthcare providers and people who had been homeless, who had not been homeless, who currently are homeless. We have a lot of tape. Tammy's storing a lot of tape there and a lot of information.
Well, let me ask this. Do you have any of the homeless women in the production?
We have people who have been homeless and who have either currently or most recently experienced homelessness. We don't have any of the women we actually interviewed. It's a really intense process. Mm-hmm. You know, we started rehearsals April 5th and we're putting the show up. It's a really intense process that even us, women who came at it from a fairly secure angle, it's a difficult, difficult thing that caused lots of, PTSD or whatever that is.
Yeah.
You know, it just brings up a lot. And so we made the decision that we as theater artists weren't equipped to give adequate support to a woman who is living on the streets right now. Even with our partnership with Arcata House Partnerships and Food for People, we weren't equipped. We're not psychologists. We're not social workers. We don't have that equipment to walk through that. So that was the original intent of the project, though. I think it was a naive image of the project.
We do have one person who's currently homeless.
Yeah.
And we have many who have experienced homelessness. And she's right. The trauma has been, you know, challenging on many levels, mm-hmm. Especially when the trauma in many cases has been cumulative over mm-hmm. lifetimes. And one of the things that I really learned and did not know was how the foster care system funnels people into homelessness because they
have no choice.
Have no support. They have no family at their back to, you know, provide help when they need it. And the statistics are just, you know, shattering in terms of the sort of stepstone from foster care out into the world of like, oh no, what do I do now? And how am I going to get through this? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It sounds like it's emotionally draining too for
and uplifting.
And uplifting.
It's both. I mean, I don't sorry, do you have to go right now?
We do have to go.
So we'll come this Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What time? What
8:00 on Friday, 8:00 on Saturday, 2:00 on Sunday.
I want to thank the two of you for coming in.
Thank you.
And thanks to the crew of people who are putting this together. And again, what is the time that
it's Friday at 8, Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 2.
Okay.
It's a great show. It's a great show.
Anyone who's seen it so far has just been amazed.
Will people cry?
Yes.
They will, and they'll also laugh.
Okay, good. No, that's good. You're hitting home. And
they'll
the homeless.
Also see the strength and the vitality and the, you know, stick-to-itiveness and the courage. And those things are important.
Thank you so much for doing this, and thanks for coming in and talking with us today.